Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group first quarter 2010 results conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following the management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Monday, May 24th, 2010. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lafin, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florin, CFO, and Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Investor Relations Director. Mr. Lafin, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us in this first quarter call for the Strauss results. I would like to start with a highlight slide, which shows we had a solid start to 2010. Our first quarter was strong, with reported sales up 11.5%. Our sales growth was evident for all of the group's companies, Coffee, Israel, Sabra, Max Brenner, and Strauss Water. We continued to improve our profits and the margins, and our gross profit was up 24%, and our EBIT rose by 34.4%. Our net income increased by 15.5% and totaled 92 million shekels. We continue to make excellent progress with our cash flow, and in quarter one, we generated 73 million shekels in operating cash flow compared to 36 million last year. Moving to the next slide. We continue to strengthen our Israeli home base and the sales for the entire business of Strauss Group in Israel, which include the health and wellness and fun and indulgence divisions, the Israeli coffee business, Max Brenner in Israel, and the Tami 4 activity totaled 969 million shekels in the first quarter compared to 870 million in 2009, an increase of 11.48%. We also continued our global coffee expansion with strong growth and operating profits. We had another strong quarter in Brazil, with strong sales growth and improved profitability, continuing the momentum seen in 2009. Our market share in Brazil continued to improve, and our Q1 average market share in roast and ground coffee totaled 17.5%. Sabra presented strong sales growth with improved market share of 43%. Our new Sabra plant is progressing and planned, and has started hummus production. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florin, our CFO, who will present the group's financial performance. Shachar, please.
Thank you, Gadi, and good afternoon to everybody. As you can see in our result, the first quarter for Strauss was a very good quarter. We presented growth in all lines, starting from sales, going through gross margin, operating profit, and net profit. As indicated in slide number six in the presentation, we grew those lines by double digits in every line, both in accounting and pro forma. In this quarter, the difference between the pro forma and accounting is very minimal, and all of it relates to non-cash compensation, hedge transaction, commodity hedge transaction that were not matured during the quarter, and extraordinary some very small extraordinary expenses, mainly the new Sabra manufacturing site expenses before it started to produce. As Gadi said, our growth in Israel, our home base, was more than 11%. Even if we will take the results without with just the organic growth, you can see a good improvement. The last thing is our cash flow that we improved versus last year. By the way, last year was a very good year as far as cash flows, and we are proud that this year we managed to do even better than last year. Though we said to the market before, we do not expect the whole year to be much better than last year, but for sure we can see our efforts on cash management. As you can see in slide number seven, we grew all the businesses in the group. We grew the Israeli business, and we grew the coffee and Sabra and Strauss Water. You can see that in certain cases, currencies worked in our favor. In other cases, currencies worked at the opposite direction. In total, you can see 11.5% growth. If we'll take out both the mergers and acquisitions that we've made and the influence of the currencies, still we grew the business by 3%. This growth, together with the efficiency measures that we took in the Israeli company, helped us to grow the profitability and the profit, the gross profits, in the Israeli activity, as you can see in slide number six, slide number eight, sorry. We ended this quarter with a record high profitability of 41.8% and 291 million shekels profit. In the coffee company, as you can see, we had an extraordinary profit, much higher than any other quarters in the previous years. When I say extraordinary, not because of a one-time activities, this is the ongoing regular business that we have in the coffee. On the other hand, we cannot ignore in this quarter the support that we got both from currency influence and from the coffee prices. Those things we don't want to try and predict the future. In this quarter, it helped us in previous quarters, as you could see last year, it hurt us. As far as this quarter, this is a record high performance for the coffee business. In the other segments, mainly Sabra and Strauss Water, you can see again record high profit. Some of it came from the new acquisition of Tami 4 in Israel, and the rest from the improvement in the Sabra business. If we flip to the next slide number nine, the improvement that we managed to do in the gross profit was transferred into the operating profit. As you can see, very high profitability and profit in all the businesses, in a picture that looks very similar to the gross margin. As you can see in the next slide number 10, you can see again a record high in our net profit, that coming all the way from the gross profit and the EBIT. Slide number 11, we talked before about the operating cash flow, which was double than the quarter one last year. EBITDA, again, the mainly improved by the coffee business, but not less important in the Israeli business. Later on when we will analyze each business by itself, we'll talk again about the main influence that we have in this quarter. Jumping to slide number 16, the Israeli business, the Strauss Israel business grew 2.4% in line with the categories that we are active in Israel. The market in Israel grew a bit more than that, mainly in categories that we are not active in, by the influence of the Passover holiday. mainly meat, fishes, and other categories that are traditionally linked to the Passover. Yes, we also had some influence in fun and indulgence categories. It grew our sales by a few million shekels. The improvement that we have in our result came part of them from the Passover, but that all of the sales of the holiday fall into the first quarter. Usually about two-thirds of them are in Q1 and one-third is in Q2. All the other reasons, marketing efforts, sales efforts, contributed not less than the Passover influence to the sales. By the way, for the health and wellness category, there is almost no influence for the holidays because people buys only for three, four days ahead, and thus the influence of the holiday is almost insignificant. Looking on the gross profit and the EBIT, you can see the continuity of the effort that we have done in the last few years, improving our margins, starting in the Horizon process, which is still giving fruit this quarter. We expect it to contribute to our profit also in the future. Talking about the Israeli activities, there was some influence of raw materials. Sugar and cocoa relatively are in high prices. On the other hand, the prices of the raw material for the health and wellness, mainly milk, are in low prices. We expect those milk prices to stay as they are, and thus we can see the improvement in this category going on with us to the next quarter. Moving to slide number 18, the coffee market and our coffee activities grew significantly, 7.5%. The organic growth without neutralizing the currency effect is -0.8%. We had few markets, as you can see in the letter to the shareholders and the our report, such as the Brazilian market, then the Israeli market, and the Serbian market were extremely strong. On the other hand, we had some weakness mainly in Romania that we certainly can do better. We replaced the CEO in this business, and we expect this business to go back in line. In the Russian market, though the sales were slightly lower in local currency, we still consider it as a very strong and growing business, and the numbers that we expect from this business going forward are good numbers. Again, the main story in this quarter in the coffee was the improvement in the margins, starting from the gross margins, record high, and as I talked about before, and just not to repeat myself. In the Sabra business as usual, to say the least, the business grew 43% in local currency in dollar terms, 34% in shekels term, and not less important, we improved our market share. We ended this quarter 43%. Sorry, the growth in local currency was 45.5% as you can see. We expect this market, the whole market, not only the Sabra market share to grow. We want to grow the category from about $300 million today to $1 billion by 2015. We expect ourselves to keep our market share, if not to improve it. We started to operate the new plant that will give us the ability to grow the quantities. Right now in the old plant, we reached almost full capacity. We certainly expect this new plant to give us some more efficiency in the longer term. But just a word on next quarter. Next quarter, we will operate two plants in parallel, which will reduce the Sabra profit, but only for the next quarter and part of the third quarter. And starting from the second half of the third quarter, we'll be operating only one factory, and we expect to go back to at least the same profitability as we have right now, but with the extra capacity and abilities to manufacture not only hummus, but other categories as well. Going to slide number 23, the Max Brenner business is growing. We expecting to open two new branches in the second and the third quarter in Boston and Vegas that will contribute not only to the profit, but also to the profitability. It will run on the same platform, headquarter platform that we already have. And thus, we continue to believe in the ability of this business to grow. Strauss Water, this is the second quarter that Strauss ran Tammy 4, our newest acquisition from October last year. The business grew this quarter by 23.2%. We also invested in the what we used to call before H2Q, our new purifier business. We invested even more than before in engineering and taking it from the invention stage to manufacturing and ongoing stage, and to develop new market out of Israel. And our plan is to take this business, both the Tammy 4, previously Tammy 4 and H2Q, together as Strauss Water out of Israel as a growing business. And by that, I ended my analysis to the financial report, and I will ask Gadi Lessin, our CEO, to continue.
Okay, so now if we have some questions, we will be very happy to answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. There are no questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5901. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5901. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. So just a quick summary. Strauss reported a strong first quarter with 11.5% sales growth, 34.4% EBIT growth, and 15.5% growth in net income to shareholders. At the same time, we managed to generate strong operating cash flow. We are looking to the future as we continue to strengthen and develop the key foundations for the group's long-term growth, and are continuing to invest in the development of new areas that we believe will serve as the company's future growth engines. Finally, just a reminder of our objectives for 2010. We want to continue Strauss' transformation into a global corporation. We want to promote organic growth with continued international expansion. We want to improve profits and margins. And last but not least, we want to present a continued strong cash flow. So thank you again to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group First Quarter 2010 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.